You're about to hear the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
It's like the whole five-hour show condensed down to a tiny bit because we take all the mistakes out.
Yeah, and you know, when you squeeze it hard enough, it becomes a diamond. The thing that can ruin Thanksgiving the most is when you sit around with your family and somebody brings up politics.
It's never good.
It's never good.
Because people are definitely, I don't know, I don't think there's a family out there that through all the generations where there's complete agreement.
Right.
Very rare.
Right.
Right. And what it usually does is just makes people mad.
Yeah.
And
people storm off the table and everything. Yeah.
Right. I don't even like football, but I'm going to go sit in the room by myself and watch it.
I'm going to finish this box of wine.
Yeah. So I was talking about this with my wife, Jen. We were saying, like, oh, yeah, because some people, like, it doesn't matter. They're so into whatever political side they're on.
Right.
Like, they're watching the TV networks that are devoted to their side. They're listening to the podcasters and just, like, they're so into it that
the politics, like, becomes their entire personality.
Yes. Yeah. And then if they see any crack, any opening where they can wedge that into the conversation, they do it. And then, of course, everybody just goes, oh, no. So my wife said, you know, she's, oh, well, you know, I think, you know, with my family, if it comes up, you know, I'll just tell them, you know, hey, we disagree on things and this isn't going to work out well. So let's just not. And I said, I don't know if that's enough for some people.
Yeah.
I think you have to.
People will force it on you anyway.
You got to jolt them
out of
their thing. Like, they can't stop talking about it.
Okay.
So here's the agreement. I think when somebody starts, like, I think you just say, hey, look, let's not talk politics. We know that's not going to go well. But if you can't help it, every time you talk politics, I'm going to talk about my love life. Now, you're usually going to have family there.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're either going to be a brother, a sister,
uh-huh,
an in-law, or, you know, so, like, none of that is comfortable. So if, you know, mom starts talking about, well, you know, the pronouns, and you go, hey, mom, you know what? I love when she gently caresses me. And, like, she's like, no, stop.
Where you all of a sudden start reading your life like it's a romance novel.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah. Or, like, you know, the guy that married your daughter, you know, he just starts going off about, well, you know, that person should be in prison. And then you just go, you know what? Your mother likes it when I blah, 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 blah. No. I think it's going to shut it down immediately.
That is a good plan.
Because nobody wants to hear it. Yeah. They need to be jolted out of their fixation on talking politics.
And if you do it and it works, please video it and get it to us.
Oh, yeah. That'd be hilarious.
That's awesome. Here in our Eurostone studios, our studios are much nicer than what we're about to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
They deserve better.
Yes.
Than the Woody and Jim joke off, where we tell each other terrible jokes.
Yes.
And we try not to laugh at each other's jokes. The first person to laugh loses.
That's right. The Woody and Jim joke off, where laughter comes to die. It's the elephant graveyard of comedy.
I did have somebody say last week, they go, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I laughed at all the jokes.
Okay, good. Like, well, good. We like an easy audience.
And then I directed them to go see a doctor.
That's right. Are you okay? All right, let us begin.
Woody, found out I was colorblind the other day.
Really?
I didn't expect it. Came right out of the purple.
Cute. Jim, I used to suffer a serious addiction to soap.
Really?
Luckily, I'm clean now.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It was so windy yesterday, Woody, when I was walking to the gym, that I got blown into a wine store.
I like that. That's kind of a slice of life. That's nice. Jim, on a cold morning, my girlfriend texted and said, the windows are frozen. Windows frozen, can't open. I texted back, well, just pour some warm water on it.
Yeah.
And then she texted back, says, wow, the computer's really messed up now.
Almost got me.
Windows.
My friend Joe recently went on the Dolly Parton diet.
Mm.
It really made Joe lean. Joe lean.
That's cute. Almost. Jim, you know, parallel lines, they have so much in common.
Yeah.
It's a shame they never meet.
Yeah. I hate it when I mean to buy seedless grapes and I accidentally get Oreos. I think you might have laughed.
No.
Was there a laugh? Almost.
There was no laugh.
There's no witnesses.
There was no sound. There was no sound.
Nobody to back me up. Okay.
Mm. All right.
It's got to be a sound. Okay.
Jim, I misplaced Dwayne Johnson's origami cutting tool. I can't believe that I lost The Rock's paper scissors.
That was awful. God, that was bad.
I kind of liked it.
Whew. A lot of mental gymnastics going on in that joke.
Yeah. It's a long walk to a short joke.
I was robbed at the gas station over the weekend.
Really?
I called the police and they asked if I know who did it. And I said, yeah, pump six. I gotcha.
All right.
I gotcha.
I think also there was a little guilt. Built up
because you kind of laughed,
kind of almost laughed at that first one, and then you know, then I felt like okay, I owe it to you.
Oh, don't give me your pity. You laughed.
I did laugh. I laughed long and I laughed good. All right.
Thus concludes this round of the joke off.
But since we are gluttons for punishment, we're going to do it again. Coming up just after 8 o'clock. Three things you want to know this morning.
The tides are turning in the battle between Target and Walmart for young adults.
Yes.
Gen Z and millennials, who fondly call it Target and have loved Target and said, I'd never be caught dead walking into a Walmart, are changing their minds. Mm. They are shifting their likes to Walmart and have grown to accept it. Walmart doing very well with young adults.
Huh.
And Target is having a big downturn.
Really?
Younger shoppers.
I always thought the difference between Walmart and Target is like, Target was Walmart if they had a bath.
Well, I think that still could be the case. That might not change. I don't disagree. But where they buy stuff, they're okay with walking among the unwashed.
Yeah, well, there you go. Depends on the prices. Falling prices. Hey, the director of Wicked says, next time you go see the movie, because you probably will see it more than once, you should ask your theater to turn the volume up to 7.
They say 7.
They say that's the perfect volume for the way the movie was intended to be heard. A lot of places will only put it up to 6. So yes.
Okay.
And the Dolby people said, yeah, we got you. So,
okay, that's good.
So crank it up.
Having seen it myself, that's definitely a thing you want to hear at the perfect volume.
Yeah, sometimes if you see a movie and the volume isn't right, that can totally
too loud,
ruin the
too
experience.
Low.
Yeah,
stinks.
Yeah, there you go.
You may have heard about milk testing positive for bird flu. It's not so bad. Don't worry. It only concerns raw milk.
Okay.
So if people are buying raw milk for some reason, it's either their diet or whatever they feel special about it. As long as you're drinking pasteurized milk, they say you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
So there you go. Three things you want to know.
And we all know that milk is the fastest liquid because before you know it, it's pasteurized. That's just an example of what you might hear coming up in just moments. As we have another Woody and Jim joke off. So what is more shocking? That Christmas is 1 month from today.
Ah!
Or...
shocks me.
Or that the Titans won yesterday.
Equally
they
shocking.
They won. We are the greatest team in all the land again.
Equally shocking. tried to lose.
Yeah.
Tried to win.
They desperately tried to lose,
just went
but they
back
could,
and
couldn't
forth.
Do it. Yeah.
But, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
It was an exciting weekend for that, especially. What was your weekend like personally?
We had planned on going to see Glicked. We planned on going to see, Gladiator and Wicked, but didn't get around to it because Melissa's daughter Kimmy's appendix had a different plan. So yeah, late Friday night she had to go to the emergency room and they checked her in on Friday or on Saturday. They actually took out her appendix. So she's at home recovering right now. But it was a crazy weekend with Melissa, my girlfriend, kind of going back and forth. Me too.
Oh yeah,
and yeah,
yeah.
So, yeah
kind of just
pretty busy.
Drop everything.
Yeah,
kind of a weekend.
Before that though, it was fun. Friday night I was able to do something with my grandson Ollie that I always did with my son Jeff, and that is build things and have them destroyed by monsters.
Oh,
we were in his room.
Great play.
We were in his room going like, oh, let's put together the Polar Express. Oh, and it's a little track and it runs around. All of a sudden, oh no, Godzilla is attacking the Polar Express.
There is nothing better.
Stomp, 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 stomp.
For kids sometimes to build something and then destroy it.
I loved it more than he did. It was so much fun. How was your weekend?
It was good. I slept like a lot. Like, I think it was just a long week.
Yeah.
So Saturday, I slept like a good portion of the day.
Good deal.
But then after that, we went to some friends who were having basically a fire pit little get together just for a couple of us. And,
nice.
There's these people that just like their hospitality puts everybody to shame because they're just. They're like, oh, we made several soups that you can take your choice of. And they
have, wow.
We put together all these special drinks. That was just really nice. Loved that. We needed the fire, though, because it was cold.
It was chilly.
So thank God it was a good roaring fire.
Very cool.
And then yesterday was some raking of leaves. And then at night, played hockey.
Oh.
And my team, the Mighty Drunks, we won. But it was against one of the kind of more beginner teams?
No, don't tell them that.
No, they were.
No, they were one of the best teams in the league, and we beat them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, in a league of their own. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online at goingpostalbrentwood.com. Oddly enough, is their website.
Yes. Friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, we have our contestants standing by. For the ladies in the audience, we have Griselda in Hermitage. Good morning, Griselda.
Hey, good morning.
A very unique name you have. That's very cool.
I know.
Thank you. Yeah.
And for the guys, we have David in Mount Juliet. David.
Good morning.
All right.
Hey.
All right, we have a Get Acquainted question to warm up your brains with.
Yeah, well, let's start with David. When they're passing around plates of different stuff at Thanksgiving, what's the one plate that you just continue passing because you're not putting any on your plate?
Candied yams. No, thank you.
I'm with you there.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Griselda?
The green bean casserole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It depends. I try.
It depends on who made it. It does.
Oh, my gosh.
There's some people you trust and some people you don't.
Wow. That sounds like there's a really good story behind your history there. All right. Remember, both of you have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, you can yell screw and we'll give your question to your opponent. We'll start things off with multiple choice.
Okay. Here we go, Griselda. Is Sunday Night Football seen on ABC, NBC, or ESPN?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say ABC.
No. It's on NBC.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, let's go over to David. Let's see if he can get on the board. David, are the Pink Ladies featured in Grease, Mean Girls, or Pitch Perfect?
Grease.
Yes.
Good job.
Grease. David is up first. 1-0.
Okay, Griselda, here we go. According to the movie, what is the number one rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about it.
Don't talk about Fight Club. There you go.
And we're all violating that right now.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Brad Pitt's going to be so mad.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to David. David, what is Stephanie Meyer famous for? Stephanie Meyer.
I have no idea. Screw.
Okay. Griselda, he hopes you don't know this. Stephanie Meyer, what is she famous for?
Gosh, I don't. Well, hang on. There must be something.
It must be. We'll accept that. It must be something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Isn't she like an actress?
No, not really.
No, she's
an author.
She wrote Twilight.
Yeah, that goes to David.
And we will never forgive her for that.
Well, I never read those books.
Well, you're a good person.
Yeah. there were so many people's guilty pleasure. Okay. All right. It's a 2-1 lead for David. And are we on? I lost track. Are we on Griselda's question?
No, we're on his question.
Oh,
second
okay.
one, I think.
Yeah, he's up. Yeah.
Okay. Griselda, tell us what to do. We have no idea. We're not paying attention.
Because he just used the screw and had her answer mm-hmm. the question.
Right. So he got a point for that.
Right. But now it's her turn.
Yes. It's now David's turn.
No, it's her
turn.
Zelda's turn.
Okay. Well, let's do that then.
He had his question.
Oh, that's right.
And he used the screw.
I need to save myself.
It's a holiday. It's a holiday week.
Woody, he had the weekend off. We have to retrain him every Monday.
I know. Okay. Griselda, Post Malone is famous for endorsing what beer?
Screw.
Okay.
All right.
Come on, David.
It goes to David. And the question is, Post Malone endorses what
beer famously?
I have no idea.
It's Bud Light.
Okay.
It's Bud Light.
Good use of the screw for Griselda. She did the same to him.
All right.
She did to her. Yeah, all right. David, what makes gazpacho different from other soups? What makes gazpacho different from other soups?
I don't know what it is. I can't even say that.
I guess that's a no. Okay. That was supposed to be cold. It's a cold soup.
Mm-hmm. It's cold soup.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Tied. Actually, David's up 3-2. I know. Because the screws messed everything up. David's up 3-2. Griselda, you need this one to put it into overtime.
No, we already have. She's already been asked her three questions.
My gosh, what is wrong? David wins.
All right.
3-2. But wow. Griselda, you hang on the line because we'll hook you up with a prize because we were all confused this morning.
I feel like both me and Jim were floating above our bodies looking down and saying, I wish I could help those guys.
Yeah, but I can't. I can't.
All right.
Yeah, hang on, both of you. We're going to hook you up with some stuff and take good care of you. It's a holiday week.
We'll play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20, maybe. This is the time of the year that you need to be kind to people because you never know what they're going through.
The hustle and the bustle.
Yeah, you get kind of caught up in whatever you're doing and you forget about, you know, the feelings of people that maybe work at a grocery store or servers in restaurants.
Yep.
You know, they're having a hectic time of year too. Now, Maddie, our MTSU intern, you are a server.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you something because my girlfriend and I went out to dinner the other night, and during our dinner, they actually did a shift change. So we sat down, we placed our order. The girl took our order and was very nice, made recommendations, you know, got beverages and everything like that. And then she said, well, I'm going to be leaving there doing a shift change, so someone else will bring you your food.
A new server coming to the table.
And so my girlfriend says, well, let's give her a tip now. You know, just make sure she gets it. So we did.
Okay.
And then, of course, the next girl came in and just brought our food to her, says, I'm your server now. And, you know, she was nice, but really didn't do much except just hand us our food. So we were having a discussion after she left the table. It's like, what should we do?
Okay. Before we find out what you did, let's ask Maddie, who's a server.
What would you expect in that situation?
Yeah. What would you expect? Especially if somebody did like the majority of the work before their shift changed and then somebody else came in.
I don't give people that option. I stay until the table's done. So that's...
Oh, really? So you stay till the bitter end, no matter what?
Yes. Because if I've done, I see it through, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I've greeted and I've given them drinks, then I'll give it off to someone else.
Okay, but like if that's all you've done. But, right. Okay, that makes sense.
Because I've made too much of a... impression.
If you've been a big part of their dinner plans.
Working hard on making a good experience.
That's so good.
What should Woody do for the second server? If he's tipped the first server, but the second one had just a little bit a role in the experience, what should he do?
I would do like 10%.
Okay.
Very minimal. You
actually,
know?
I think that's what it kind of turned out because my girlfriend said like, well, let's just give her $3. And I went like, I feel bad just giving her $3.
Especially because the bill was $254.
That's right. That was just my dinner. So I slipped another $5 in there. So I thought everybody was happy.
Okay. All right. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like I was Maddie's King, thing where she King stays Solomon. Through. Yeah. I know some people can't. They have to get home. Right. Like, I got a kid in daycare. I got to go pick him up or whatever.
Yeah.
But
then you have to worry the rest of the day if you hand it over to somebody else and they're going to like, what are they going to do with my tip? What are they going to do? Are they going to leave it for me?
I've often wondered, like, I know, like, the hostess, like, aren't they supposed to get, like, a little tiny percentage of other people's tips? But I'm feeling like all you did was you walked me to a table.
Yeah. Or sometimes you don't even do that. You just point. Say, sit wherever you want.
Here's some menus. Yeah. Sit over there.
Yeah. It depends on the job, but my last one they got a cut. I don't think this one they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they're probably just getting like a flat rate.
Yeah, okay. They get a higher hourly.
Okay. Well, that way it'll have to be nice.
I don't have to compensate them. Somebody else does.
Just sit down anywhere. Clean your own table. Get out.
People say, hey, the joke off's coming up. And I say, I can wait.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not familiar with the joke off, of course, we tell terrible jokes, dad jokes back and forth. First person to laugh loses. All right. Are we ready to begin? Round two.
Barely.
All right.
Woody, kick us off.
Jim, bacon and eggs walked into a bar.
Okay.
Bartender said, sorry, we don't serve breakfast.
I like that. Mm. My neighbors have the Christmas lights up, so I'm inviting them over to our Easter egg hunt this afternoon.
Jim, some people think that glass coffins will be a big fad.
Really?
Remains to be seen.
I get it.
Not funny. Kind of clever, but not really.
Woody, I just had a physical from the doctor we both go to, Scott Major, Summit Primary Care.
Yeah.
He said, don't eat anything fatty. And I said, like bacon and burgers? And he said, no fatty, don't eat anything.
Saw that kind of coming. Jim, I told a guy at the hardware store that I needed a battery because I needed to know what time it was. And he said, is it 4 o'clock? I said, I don't know if it's 4 o'clock. That's why I need the battery. All right.
Oh, I had so many good jokes lined up, and I screwed it up by laughing at that joke.
Okay, well, I got one that I was saving. So let's do a couple
more. Okay, we just,
these are bonus jokes.
One bonus joke each.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, for all the right. joke off.
So, yeah.
And we're disappointed we didn't get to because I broke up.
I always like to put like a really, what I think is a good joke about, you know, four jokes in.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The guy at the tree lot said, hey, nice Christmas tree. You going to put it up yourself? I said, no, I'm going to put it in the living room.
That's a good one. I like that.
Use that for Thanksgiving, y'all.
All right, here's my bonus joke.
Okay.
I wondered, you know, what my parents did to fight boredom before the internet.
Yes.
So I asked my 18 brothers and sisters, and they didn't know either.
All right, Jim is a dugger. Even on a holiday week, Mondays are tough. Maybe we can help with a little mood changer.
Hey, feeling good.
Well, the only thing that may shock you more than the Titans upset of the Texans yesterday.
They won a game.
I know.
How about that?
Is a different football story, but it happens out in California. There's one school that has just won 3 state championships in a row, and every member of the team shares one distinct difference from all the other teams.
Okay.
They're all deaf.
Really?
The California School for the Deaf has won their 3rd straight football championship.
Wow.
They communicate through ASL, American Sign Language.
Yes.
And they seem to be able to pick up on things and move a little quicker. And they say, like, you know, having, you know, a lack of hearing is an advantage to them.
Yeah.
But, they've shocked everybody no more because 3 in a row proves you got something going on.
They know
on.
What they're doing, right?
Yeah. Here's the coach who's also signing, but somebody is interpreting for him.
We're making history. 3 straight. Repeat. They led all the whole way. 4th quarter, we just kind of came back and won the game. It's just unbelievable. the kids really wanted this. Their heart was just in it.
Congratulations.
I love that for them. That
California
is awesome.
School for the Deaf.
Very cool.
Kicking butt, taking names.
No kidding.
Year after year. That's our attempt to change your mood. Hope it made you happy this morning.
Over the weekend, of course, Friday night, we went to kind of babysat my grandkids while my son and his wife went out for the anniversary. When they came back, my girlfriend Melissa got a call that her daughter Kimmy was having really bad stomach problems and had to go to the ER.
Wow.
So, of course, Melissa, my girlfriend, became Mama Bear and had to, I have to be there immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And she did. She made, and we were in Smyrna, and, you know, they're in Maury County, so it took a while to get there.
Yeah.
But after they got her into the hospital, they did some tests. Then on Saturday, they observed her. They did more tests, and then they realized that her appendix needs to come out.
Oh,
so
wow.
So she had an appendix operation late Saturday, and luckily she's back home now.
That's great.
Doing
that's
well.
It had to be a little scary for a while, especially when you don't know what it is, and
right.
Yeah, you're in pain, you got to go to the ER.
Yeah, but she was feeling better, and, you know, she was riding a Rascal scooter through Walmart last night, so.
Oh, well,
That's the road to recovery.
That's the test. Like, okay, we'll release you from the hospital if you can eat solid foods,
you can
walk on your own, or you can ride a Rascal scooter through Walmart.
And the people on the Rascal scooters, why do they put the good cookies on the top shelf? Anyway, that made me think.
I'm so glad.
I had to look up, what does your appendix do?
I have no idea.
I guess.
And if we can take it out, why do we need it?
Yeah, I guess for years and years, the medical community said it had no function whatsoever.
Okay.
But if you allow me to put on my nerd hat for a second.
All right, nerd out on me, man.
Okay, actually, the appendix may help support the immune system and help restore healthy bacteria to the intestines after an infection or when antibiotics are used.
Okay, so those of you that wanted to learn medical knowledge through the voice of somebody from South Park,
yes,
we just got it.
See, there you go.
That's going to send me to the ER.
We like to serve you on many levels, and that was just one of them.
Okay. So,
yeah. Three things you want to know. Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, he was fined by the NFL, which is now becoming the No Fun League. Mm. I guess after celebrating a touchdown, he made finger guns, and they said, no, that's against the rules. So they fined him $14,069. So his paycheck will be 0.0003% less than normal.
I was going to say, I mean, that fine is probably what he spends on, you know, snacks in a given day
exactly.
with his budget.
Wow.
Wow. Of course, holiday travel is always crazy. There's always delays because it's like the most popular time to travel all year, especially if you're flying. We do have like pretty bad weather coming through a lot of the country throughout this week and around the holiday. So there's going to be weather delays, but there's could be extra delays if you're flying through Charlotte, because I didn't even know this was a separate job. But there's the people that come onto the plane after you get off and clean it up real quick before the plane flies again.
Right.
So those people are going on strike at the Charlotte airport.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know, dirty planes or, you know, just it's going to take a little longer because flight attendants or somebody else has to do it.
Yeah. Heard they're also having a shortage of air traffic controllers, too.
That is also a problem.
That could also cause some delays. So,
yeah.
You know, they recommend getting to the airport 6 months before your flight.
Yeah. I hope you've been there since last June.
Yeah.
Because that was the deadline.
You might make it. If you think your weekend flew by, well, it did. But there's a happiness expert that says what you need to do to make it more attractive to yourself. And instead of having it be the weekend, call it a mini vacation, a 2-day mini vacation. That way you'll think of it as put yourself in the mind of a vacation.
How does that help? It's still over.
I know. I say don't stop there. I mean, if you go to lunch, think of that as a nice 1-hour vacation.
What?
Or if you're at work and you go and cry in the bathroom for 20 minutes, that's also a vacation.
So, you put your head down on your desk and you just pound it going, I can't take it anymore.
That's a vacation.
That's a vacation. Yeah. It's just like a couple of seconds.
See, there you go. It's vacation time, y'all.
It's all about attitude.
Three things you want to know. Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. Tomorrow we'll return with tidings of great joy. And between now and then, we have our company Thanksgiving lunch today.
I'm looking forward to this. They're catering it.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is practice Thanksgiving.
I didn't even have to bring a dish.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
So we'll do what we normally do after Thanksgiving with our families, and we'll just take our pants off and lay down in the corner somewhere and wait for football to come on. You guys have a great day.
And then we go home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.